Hello.
Hi, Mary. This is Sheldon here. How are you doing?
All right, thank you.
I just wanted to get in touch real quick. Is this a good time?
Yeah, this is good time.
Okay. My marketing team is going to be sending you another Instagram message. Kindly let me know the code when you get that, okay?
Okay. So the two codes you sent already, are these all to be kept, or why would there be multiple codes?
Because we originally thought that it was the validation check was done, but when we logged in today, as it turned out that they need a one last validation check. So all
Where
of
the
this,
deal fly?
basically, when you create an Instagram account, you associate a phone number with it, okay? So to verify that phone number, they send a code to the phone, and then we have to put it on the Instagram page. So then it verifies, okay, this number is now linked to the Instagram. Okay, so give me a second. Let me give my marketing guy a call so he can run that up. Please stay online, okay?
Okay.
It'll take just 2 minutes, okay? He's just returning to his station and he'll be sending you the code. In the meantime, did you check out the website recently?
The website on what? Instagram?
The link that I sent you when I was giving you the general report about like what's done and what hasn't been done, I also sent you the website link, your website link. Like how far we are done on the website. Did you check it out?
Okay. I was. You emailed it?
Yeah, it should be on your email, the last email to which you said thanks for the update.
Okay. All right. I've saved that. But I haven't gone on online or on the website.
It's okay. Because like we have done a lot of things, we have attached your Amazon links to the website as well. We have attached your social handles to the website. So, and we have your
What, my social handles?
social handles like Facebook, and since Instagram is being created, we'll also link Instagram to your website as well.
Okay.
And you remember you approved two blogs, right?
Yes.
Those blogs are also live on the website right now. So when the website goes live, you'll be able to see two blogs. Whoever comes on the website will also be able to see the two blogs that are online. I think we should be able to get the website up and running in about 1 or 2 weeks.
Okay. And I contacted Barnes and Nobles, and she emailed me back this evening and telling me that they will not have the books physically in the store, but they would be online. And there's a lot of people that don't go online. They'd like to go to the bookstore and buy books. I don't know what,
Yeah. Wait, what did you contact them for?
About getting my book. You said I would have to contact them myself
Wait, you would
to get
have
my
to.
book in
No,
the store.
that's not the thing. That's not the thing. So remember, I told you that when you were filling out a publishing form, there was something that you were asking for, which were, one of them was a, the banking and tax information, right, to create your vendor account. Remember when we were going for Amazon? So the same thing we have to do for Barnes and Noble, but Barnes and Noble is having a verification problem. So you have to go via email and just tag them. I want to fill out the information for my vendor account. I'm having a problem on the website.
That's what I did. That's what I did today.
Perfect. So they should probably take the information and, like, fill that out for you. If they're not doing that, then that's a problem.
Well, they're not.
Drop them an email asking you want to fill out the information for your vendor account. And they'll guide you on the entire process. Because right now, since it wasn't originally a problem, but Barnes & Noble recently expanded their reach from just U.S. to global. And they're in Europe. A lot of countries in Europe as well now has Barnes & Noble. So when they expanded their system, the bank verification system didn't, you know, catch up. And it still hasn't caught up. So you can't do bank verifications online right now. So we're just stuck on that.
I can do what? Do what online?
We can't do any bank. Like for Amazon, all we had to do was add the information, and it verified the information, like the bank information and tax information, and your vendor account was done. In Barnes & Noble, when it expanded globally, their verification system stopped working. So they have to manually verify everything for quite some time now. That's why you have to go through email to get the vendor account done. If you're having a problem with that, we can switch your, you know, what's that, the platform. Do you know about Kobo?
C-O-B-O?
K-O-B-O.
K-O-B-O, no.
Yeah, Kobo, basically there are three major platforms. In terms of listing, Amazon is at the top, then come Barnes & Noble, and then comes Kobo. You can look it up. Kobo is a pretty big platform as well. If Barnes & Noble doesn't work out within the next week, is it okay if we get your book live on Kobo?
Yeah, wherever it can get exposure.
Kobo is huge. Kobo, if you want, you can Google Kobo. It's huge. It's a competitor for Barnes & Noble.
Oh.
Yeah.
So would it be on Kobo and not Barnes & Noble, or could I get it on both?
If Barnes & Noble works out, like we're having the verification problem, right? If the verification problem doesn't work out, as a compensation, we'll do it for we'll do the publication on Kobo without a cost.
Uh-huh. Without a cost?
Without any cost incurring.
Oh, wonderful. Let's see.
Because you basically signed up for a publishing platform. So if Barnes & Noble doesn't work out, we'll just, you know, go ahead and do it on Kobo, because that's the next best thing.
Okay.
Just waiting for my guys to send a message.
Okay, I sent to S. Jameson. And that is Sheila Jameson.
Mm-hmm.
And she had wondered what the ISBN number was. Now, the old ISBN number ended in 106. That's on the back of the book that was unpublished. But now the new publications will have this ISBN number that will be ending in 173. There's not been any other changes in ISBN numbers, has there?
Nope.
Okay. So I sent that back to her. Let's see. And I was trying to see what her response was. And I'm not seeing that. From Sheila. And I'm not finding her. don't know what happened to it. Yeah, I'm not seeing her her return email telling me that, you know, they didn't, that it wouldn't be in there. And let's see, what is it? Oh, thank you for providing that information. Amazon Create Space KDP authors have the ability to choose the extended distribution option for their titles. By choosing this option, their books automatically become available through Lightning Source. Are you familiar with Lightning Source?
Yes, I am.
Lightning Source is Instagram Book Company's print-on-demand division, and they make Amazon Create Space KDP titles, as well as other POD titles, available to Barnes & Nobles and other retailers. Barnes & Nobles will only sell Amazon Create Space KDP titles through BN.com and customer orders, not through in-store stocking and replenishment.
Yeah. That is
so they're not
basically
not going to have the book in store.
Yeah, they won't have a book in store if you go through that.
Okay, if I go through this Amazon Create Space KDP.
Yeah, if you go through, we already have the book live on KDP.
Yeah.
We already have the book live on KDP, but if you go through the Lightning Source, the thing is, you'll be selling your book on Barnes & Noble through Amazon, in a sense. Okay?
Oh.
Now, the problem with that is that if your book gets, you know, a more wider in sense of it gets more sales. Now, sometimes if a book is getting good sales, Barnes & Noble tends to put the book on their actual bookshelf. But if you're selling your book through Amazon to Barnes & Noble, that won't happen. That's why we recommend you
going to
Barnes
&
Noble.
That link is through Lightning Source.
Yeah.
So I don't need to go through Lightning Source.
Yeah, I won't recommend it. Otherwise, if that was a better option, we would be using that. Why wouldn't we make it easier on ourselves to just directly upload everywhere through Amazon? Like, it would reduce the work for us, but we know the backlash for it. Because if a book goes wide, it doesn't actually, you don't get to reap the level of rewards you should.
Yeah. Okay, so I don't want to do that.
And plus, it reduces your royalty, because then you have to pay Barnes & Noble royalty and you have to pay Amazon's royalty. Both they'll cut their own royalty, so you'll get even less. But if you go just through Barnes & Noble, Barnes & Noble would just take its own cut, just like Amazon takes its own cut from your book.
So, I'd rather keep that independent. I don't see any advantage to, you know, to going through this Lightning Source.
Yeah, they make it seem like it's, like, so amazing and everything, but it isn't. It's just a combined way of them earning money. At the end of the day, you'll be the person losing money.
So she hasn't given me a lot of, you know, how to proceed to get this. How to get it, get a form filled out or do something to answer questions, and that's what I had asked her. So she's given me this other
part
information.
Of their job. Like, it's also part of their job to do this. Like, they're supposed to advertise their, you know, services and all of that. It's part of the game. So, just like us, like when you sign up with us, we also came to you to talk. Of course, we tell you about that. There's advantage to this service. But at the same time, it's us advertising our services to you. If you like what we tell you, you go for it. If you don't like what we tell you, you don't go for it. That's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I will contact them Monday and see how to proceed. You know, with what the next step is, because I don't want to go through then the lightning source.
Actually, you should know what you should do is just reply back with, okay, I want to know how royalties are divided in case I go through this. And then she'll break it down for you. Okay, this goes here and that goes there, and this much percentage goes to you, and then you'll know, okay, this is what I'm getting into.
Well, I don't want to pursue this lightning source any further. You need to ask questions about how that is broken down.
I'm just saying, if you want to know more, I know you don't want to
care about the lightning source. I just want to know from them what to do to, you know, to proceed with. I mean, this is leaving me nowhere. You know, to get the book in their stores.
So you want to get the book on their physical stores? Do you want to get the book on their physical stores?
Well, that's what I had hoped, because different people are saying, "Well, I want to buy it from the store." So, do you think that it's a better idea just to order it on Barnes & Noble's website than that someone would go into the store and buy a book?
Yeah, it's normally better to order it online, but I think I may have a solution for you. We do have a distribution channel. I'll have to look into that. I'll maybe have Daniel contact you to talk about the distribution channel, because that way you'll be able to get your book into multiple stores. So people who want to go and physically buy the book will be able to go to some physical store and buy the book.
Yeah. Now, would they be able to go on their website and order one also?
Yeah, that doesn't change. At any point in time, distribution is separate from online.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it's like Amazon also has its own bookstore, but the thing is, with these kind of platforms, they only put really, you know, how should I say, award-winning or bestseller class books usually get to the stores. But for if you go through a distribution channel, if your book is selected, you get the chance to get your book into a lot of stores, maybe like 400, 500 stores.
Okay.
So, and this isn't just like through in the U.S. This is throughout Europe, few stores in Asia, a lot of stores throughout the U.S. and Canada, few in Africa.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of like selling your book globally. Because Amazon and Barnes & Noble, of course, they're pretty global platforms, but they can't reach everywhere. And always there are people who love to just go into a bookstore to choose a book.
Yeah.
You know, going old school.
Yeah. And there are people who are not computer savvy. They don't know. And actually, my cousin was said he had problems ordering it on Amazon. And he's well educated and he's a preacher, minister, been for years. And and his wife is very intelligent. I'm like, what's the matter with these people? So, anyway, I hope he was able to go
It happens sometimes. It happens to the best of us that sometimes we get stuck on things that are very easy and we're just unable to do it.
Yeah. Well, it's like I was thinking, how could I not know that I would have a www.m.mary.johnson thing for Facebook?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking,
by the way, Mary, can you check your text message? Do you have a code? My guy should inform me that the code is sent.
The code is sent. Let's see, the last one? Which one is the last one?
The one you got most recently.
576-907. And the last one is 538.
Mm-hmm.
029.
53029. Okay. Okay. I sent the code. Let me confirm if that is received and done.
Okay. Now, will I disregard these first two codes?
Yeah, once the code is used, it becomes useless. And done, we are in. So your Instagram handle is created. I'm gonna get this attached to your website as well. So probably in a week or two, your website should be up, live, and running, okay?
All right.
They're also getting the articles and press releases written at this time, and we will probably start making those live as well. So I'll be sending you a link on the platform it goes, and for a press release, I'll send you a file. It was like it would be a list of links where your press release basically goes to like 400-something platforms. It's a pretty wide reach, yeah.
For Instagram.
I'm sending you drafts. Do you remember? I'm sending you like article drafts and press releases.
Yes.
So those go on actual media platforms, not social media, media platforms.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So this develops your media. Social media presence is one thing. General media presence is something else. Like you see articles on Times, New York Times, or you see articles on The Daily. Those kind of articles. That's the kind of articles I'm talking about. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Like small online, like from small to large online, you can say news and press websites.
What?
News and press websites, like you can, you know, like Times has its own website, right? Daily has its own website. So these kind of platforms have articles and press releases published on them. Now, we try to do, because those are very expensive, we try to use the Medium platforms, but we use a lot of them. So it's easier, and it doesn't exhaust your budget.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Otherwise, like, if you, like, being very honest with you, like, getting one, let's say, article published on Times, it costs, like, $4,000 to $8,000. It's, like, so insanely expensive.
Yeah. All right. So
yeah.
The general media.
Yeah.
And
so we develop two kind of presence, right? Right now, we on Facebook and Instagram, we're working on your social media presence, and with articles and press releases, we work on your general media presence.
Okay.
Yeah. So Instagram is done. I'll be sending you. I'll start updating you on those as well for Monday, okay? I'll send you the login password for Instagram, and I'll send you the link for Facebook, okay?
All right, good.
Perfect. Any other questions you have, Mary, or are we good to go? I guess you want to know more about distribution, right?
Yeah.
So how about this? I'll talk to Daniel. He'll give you a call, okay?
Okay.
Actually, he's the one who handles the distribution channel. I have good information. I can drop you a message, but he's the person who can actually get it done. Even if I have to, you go through me, I'll have to eventually go to Daniel to ask him. Okay, I want to get this done, so it's better to just talk to Daniel. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell him to get
so
you.
So he's in he handles the distribution.
He is basically the strategist. Now, the strategist has most of the handles on, special services. Distribution is a special service.
Okay.
Yeah. My job is, once the distribution is online, it's my job to get everything done from our end, like contacting distribution channel, getting your book there, making sure it goes to the stores. That's my job. Okay. So signing you up is basically Daniel's job, and making sure the job gets done, that's mine. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. So I'll talk to him, and he'll give you a call maybe today or on Monday. Okay?
All right.
Perfect. Well, Mary, it's been very nice talking to you.
Yes. All right. Well, thanks.
Next week. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. You too.
Bye.
Bye.